Well, good morning. It is 11:24 a.m. on Saturday, May the 21st, 2022. Bit my tongue. So, yesterday was kind of an ugly day. Yesterday was cold, rainy. It was in the 30s. We had a little bit of snow, a little bit of sleet. Today was supposed to be the snowy day, but it's right here. It's all broken up. Clouds are broken. There's a lot of blue sky. It's cold. Jeez. Ambient's 48 Fahrenheit, but it feels a lot colder. It was 30-something when I got up this morning at 5:15. So, turns out having radiation treatment has a lot of side effects. Who would have known? Who would have suspected that radiation has a lot of side effects, right? Tuck this in my pocket. Put my gloves back on. Keep my fingers warm. Turns out that teeth and bone don't do well. So I had to go to the dentist. I went on Thursday. And then again yesterday. Because he has to fill out a form that says he's reviewed my dental history and has cleared me to undertake the radiation treatment. What that involved was doing any dental work that might have needed to happen anytime in the next 5 years. So, yeah. Had a couple of teeth that were, well, we'll watch them. Watching is over. We're done watching. So I lost 3 molars yesterday. I have a big gap in my smile. No, it's way in the back, left-hand corner. Had a bunch of fillings done that were... Yeah, well, we'll have to keep an eye on it. No, we're not keeping an eye on anything anymore. If we see it, we're fixing it. So, yeah, I had 3 teeth pulled yesterday. At least one of them was a wisdom tooth. Food is a problem. I can't eat anything that has either made up of small pieces or has a tendency to break up into small and sharp pieces. Like potato chips are definitely out. I had yogurt yesterday. And this morning I made myself a cheese omelet. So I got some protein going. A little fat going. Monday. Monday's going to be an ugly day. Monday I have surgery on my throat from the inside. And the ear, nose, and throat guy is going to take a sample of the cyst. The mass that's in my tonsil area at the base of my tongue. And what he said was, you're going to have a sore throat for a few days. probably no doubt about that. If I can't, I'm going to walk. If I can't, I'm not. I'm not. Here's the thing. I think I mentioned it the other day. My goal is to get through today. If I can get through today, everything else is gravy. So anything, like walking, writing, reading, playing games, whatever, it's all gravy. because my goal is to get through the day. Once I have the tissue sample, I suspect I'm going to be able to go see the oncologist again and figure out what the chemo schedule is going to be. Whew. It doesn't really matter all that much. The only thing that's going to change is how many days I have to go and get the treatment. And I have to go 5 days a week to get the radiation anyway, so. It's going to be a long 2 months. It's already been a long 2 months. It's already been a long 2 months. But that's going to make it even worse. At some point, they're going to put in a feeding tube. I don't know when that's going to happen. I don't have a schedule for that yet. I've got... Not next week, but the week after, I've got a couple of appointments that I have to make. So many moving parts. So, yeah. Yesterday I went to the dentist and he had the form and he set me down and said, okay, what do you think? I said, well, just based on what we've talked about in the past, this tooth back here has to go. If that one goes, then there's no reason to have these two either, because they don't even meet up with each other. So he took all three. It was an hour under a local anesthetic. They numbed me up big time. I keep biting my tongue. They numbed me up big time. I was, I still had lidocaine at dinner time last night. But they also gave me good drugs. I took some Tylenol when I got home while the pharmacist was filling the prescription. Then I took the good drugs twice, I think. Once at 4:30, once at 8:30. I had a really good night's sleep. And I got up this morning and took another Tylenol. Just straight Tylenol. I had my coffee. I had to let it cool a little bit. No hot liquids that might dissolve the clots that are in the sockets, so I still have a really bad copper taste in my mouth, but that's, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I suspect copper taste in my mouth is going to be one of the lesser issues. That's it. That's all I want to talk about with that today. I wanted to get out and get some air in my face. It's cold. Well, it's not cold. Yesterday was cold. yesterday I felt like I should have worn a parka. Today is... It's not cold, but... It's certainly not warm. I'm wearing my wind chill over my hoodie. I'm warm enough for the most part. My nose is cold. My fingers were cold. I put my gloves on. Jeez, I thought that car was coming in my direction. So the goal is always today. The goal is always today. think those are robins chirping in the trees over there. Oh, the sun's gonna come up between these clouds. Yay. Morning. It's a beautiful, it is really a gorgeous looking morning. The deep blue sky, looking through the holes and the gray clouds and the deep blue sky up above. It's one of the meditation things. It's like whatever is bothering you, there is blue sky. Just remember the blue sky. Focus on the blue sky and let the thoughts, which are the clouds, just go by. Because above them is blue sky. Coming up, get ready, Monk Post. Bit of wind down here in the neighborhood on the long eastern reach, as it were. The cottonwood here has got little leaves shaking, so is this aspen. It's not enough that I feel it, but it's enough to shake the leaves. There's a lot of flowers out. The big garden on the corner of 20th and 41st. The lady who has this big garden. I took some pictures of it already this year. I took a lot more of them last year. But her irises are coming in. They're coming in kind of sparse. I don't know quite what's going on. Last year, I remember there was this large drift of iris fronds, the green, long green leaves, and then the irises sticking up through them. There's some irises sticking up at this. The big drift doesn't seem to be there. Maybe she moved them. Why do I keep biting my tongue? Probably because it keeps trying to find that empty spot in my side of my mouth. And I can't do that while I'm talking. Feels like quite a struggle this morning. I'm not quite sure. I'm not exactly creeping along, but I'm a little lightheaded. Probably lack of sustenance. Had pretty much all I can have so far today. Oh, that's not true. I can go home and have yogurt. is there's a certain irony involved with the fact that I struggled so hard to lose the extra weight. And now, well, hello, kitty. A sad looking cat, actually. I had struggled to lose the extra weight, and now I have to be careful to keep the weight on. 17 pounds. I can't lose 17 pounds. I have to make sure I don't lose more than 17 pounds. If I lose 17 pounds, I'll be at 150 pounds. That's... yeah, that's... That seems so... inconceivable. That I might get down to 150. It just doesn't seem... possible. I must have that much in blood and bone. Going straight, okay. Looking at the new construction, it's coming along. Fields turn more green. There's still a lot of like brown and gray and dead cattails sticking up through. The new cattails are coming, I can see them down at the base, but a lot of dead cattails sticking up. Bushes have little green tips on them. What the hell? Sorry. The park here where they had the gazebo. There was a little pile of dirt, had a straw berm around it to keep it from running away. The parking lot is now full of dirt. It's like a 4 foot tall pile. Now it's not full, but almost. I wonder if that's the soil they dug out. That's a lot of dirt. Yeah, I'm really glad we didn't get heavy snow, because we did that one year and everything broke. Trees were down. Lamp posts were down. Everything was down. It was before I put the new fence in, and that was all over the place. But I made it. Here I am. Coming up on it. The back gate this time, not monk post. Somebody left books on my back step. Interesting. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.